Late night drives are a sacred time. They offer a rare opportunity for thoughtful reflection.
So, would you rather get barbed wire pulled through your dick hole or shit a chainsaw?
Is the chainsaw running? Speaking of chainsaws, Jesus, there's a whole goddamn symphony back there.
What's up, Chainsaw McGraw?
Fuck you guys. I'm gonna chainsaw you in a minute.
A chance to catch up on much needed rest, even though you never really sleep.
So then Logan comes out of the bathroom, both guns blazing. I still have no idea how he didn't hear the shot. Fuck, crazy old fucker.
A time to remember the past, plan for the future, escape the present.
Hello? Hey, doll. How are... What? What are you...
Some time ago, early 2000s, there were a lot of funerals to go to in those days.
Oh, my God. Sweetie, I'm so, so sorry. Mark, there's been an accident.
Poor kid. Can you believe it?
Gas leak. Slept right through it. Kid was at a friend's house, believe it or not.
Shame. It's a damn shame.
Oh my God! Folks, I need you to stand back. Please, calm down. Please, stand back.
The adults called it bad luck. The kids were too young to understand.
It has been called the Great Dying. Death rates over the past decade have skyrocketed, while birth rates have plummeted. Top scientists in the field theorize...
Soon, people began to panic. Spider bites. Snake bites, car crashes, plane crashes, cancer, heart disease, slip and falls, murder, suicide. Increases in every kind of death across the board. At least a dozen natural disasters over the span of 5 years. Coastal cities around the globe were swallowed up in a matter of days. It seemed as though Mother Nature was thinning the herd. And no one was safe, no matter what color, no matter how rich or poor. This was pure random selection. It was like some kind of dark lottery with really great odds. 2 in 3 people died, all from seemingly unrelated causes. Governments collapsed and spiritual leaders abandoned their flocks in an attempt to save their own skin. Some were even murdered by their own congregations when they failed to deliver answers. In a panic, martial law was declared. Without an administrative government to run things, rogue military forces seized control in an attempt to restore order. They formed their own political party, which they called the New Order of Fundamentalist Utilitarian Nationalists. They used fear and violence to push their agenda of control, order, security, and survival at any cost. But people kept dying and civil resistance remained high. There was still some fight left in the hearts and minds of the free. It was an age of highly charged art, music, and thought. These were revolutionary times, an era of grief, angst, and rebellion. The emerging regime declared these artists and intellectuals enemies of the state. Their ideas were subversive and undermined the authority of the government. They were to be dealt with as traitors. And so Order 97 was created. It outlawed any and all art, performance, entertainment, journalism, or thought deemed to be subversive. These subversives were dealt with in a variety of ways. Rehabilitation, imprisonment, exile, even execution. Eventually, the death rate seemed to slow down on its own, but not before the entire Earth's population had been reduced by over two-thirds. The new government claimed this slowing down is evidence that their plan worked. Frightened and willing to do anything to survive, the remaining citizens of the former U.S. ceased to resist. People were herded into a few megacities around the country, including Denver, Chicago, and a handful of others. Walls were built around the cities, turning them into gigantic urban prisons. Inside lived the free citizens. Outside lived the outlaws, outcasts, criminals, undesirables, musicians, artists, intellectuals, and philosophers. And this is where they found each other.
Wake up! Wake the fuck up!
To be fair, some of the outcasts were real assholes. Evil, named himself after the famous stuntman, former military, a ruthless killer and outlaw, would have been a valuable asset to No Front had they been able to control him. He killed his commanding officer over an insult, killed two guards at his court-martial, and escaped to the outland. Out here in the wild, lawless no man's land, surrounded by death in all directions, evil.
Buy you a drink? Todd, you got this? Yeah, I guess so. Motherfuckers, how about a little of this? Howdy, neighbor!
Evo! What the fuck? I thought we were cool!
Of course we're cool, Tombo! Nothing personal, man! You got something I want! Would you rather not give up? Ergo, I have to take by force! It's just business! What the fuck do we have that you want? I don't know, man! I'm sure I'll find something!
You fucking asshole! You're gonna kill us!
Yeah! You're gonna die! I'm sorry about that! But hey, man! Them's the brakes!
Alright! You win! We give up!
Tony, you ready?
Here! Take this!
Now!
What the fuck?!
It's nothing personal, neighbor!
Get him!
Something's wrong with the van.
Hey, quick, there's some rocks over there where we can hide out.
Fuck.
Man, that sucks.
Damn it. So what do we do?
He's all, hey guys, wait up.
Yeah, I'm like a bullet.
A straggler separated from the pack.
Okay, guys, that's hilarious and all, but we gotta get that bike, and we need it intact. So, here's what we're gonna do. I'll go act like I'm taking a leak. When he pulls up to kill me, Ty, you club him over the head. Then you guys come
God,
up.
Do you ever shut up? I got this.
What the fuck? Nice work, Lugnuts.
Thanks.
I got this. I'm really good at riding motorcycles, so Scrappertown isn't far from here. I'll go get help. Be back in a few hours.
Did he just say I'm really good at riding motorcycles?
Maybe on the back, with his old man, Big Frank.
He's tough on the outside, but tender when he's inside. Parker.
The old hurry up and wait.
See, Aaron always has appetite for anal-loving broads. I don't know.
Boo.
Next. Okay. Ben blows his big blob of boy butter onto Barry's biscuit.
Yeah, that's the one. All right, C. Calvin copulates with Connor and consumes his semen.
Dude, why didn't you just say cum?
I don't know, man. You're the expert.
Sexpert.
Spurt. Skeet, skeet.
To be continued.